Yeah, Chic Le Freak, a bit of a disco classic to start you off on your Monday. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Morning to you folks. How are you, big man?
I'm all right, yeah. I just, we've got a little predicament in here this morning. I'm enjoying the crack of Abyssal. Oh, yeah.
Very good, very good. We were, we were temporarily locked in.
Yeah, there's something funny with our door. So when we all come into the studio here, none of us can get out.
Very weird.
I'm so glad Jim noticed before Tara because I had so much fun watching Tara try to figure out why she couldn't leave the room.
Because Tara was actually reading the news when we discovered that the door wouldn't open. It's one of those, you know, magnetic things with a release on it, whatever. You know, codes and all that. But it wouldn't open, so we decided not to tell Tara.
Just to leave her at
it. And then just and watch. Yeah. As the storm ensued.
I love the way Tara's first question was, what did you do?
that's the go-to position.
Yeah, the go-to position.
Was PJ at this?
Well, what did you do? I have to get out. Right. Oh, yeah.
So we have a temporary measure in place, do we?
So we have a temporary measure in place. We're using a fire extinguisher as a doorstop at the moment. So as long as nobody needs to use that for a fire, we're all right.
As long as there's no fires.
Then we're okay.
We can come and go as we please. that's brilliant. What a start to a Monday, eh?
This is good. This is a good way to start the week.
How was your weekend? Was there anything in there? It's, you know.
I think it's safe to say.
Did you find love or anything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's safe to say.
Well, you did, because I saw it on your Instagram. You found love.
Oh, I did. I did, yeah. I
mean, PJ found four-legged love.
Four-legged love. Your soulmate always will have four legs and a tail.
It was your sister's doggies, wasn't it?
My sister got a dog from Dogs Trust.
Excellent.
So she did, yeah. So she got a dog from Dogs Trust over the weekend and we were all like looking at the pictures and everything and like can't wait to run around after it now and everything. It's going to be great.
You see? Yeah. Love was in the air.
Love was in the
air. Furry love, just the way you like it.
Furry love is the only love worth loving for. I tell you that much. Yeah. Yeah. But other than that, I think it was probably the worst weekend in the history of the planet of Earth, was it? My God.
Yeah.
Freezing.
Not one for hyperbole or exaggeration, you at all, are you? Backstreet Boys, As Long As You Love Me, here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 13 minutes past six on this Monday and... What we should have done, PJ, I just realised we missed a trick, right? We should have played the, with the being locked in thing, right? We should have played the old kind of send supplies.
Yeah.
We should have sent that card.
Send supplies?
Send supplies, you know what I mean? We should have done the whole
thing. I thought you were saying send supplies.
No.
Like, what sort of card is that? That makes no sense.
No, we should have played the old sort of like, yes, we're locked in.
Oh.
You're going to have to bring us McDonald's breakfasts and things.
Yeah, we need it.
We can't get out. We've no access to food or water.
Quick.
Yeah, don't bring water. Just bring
a coffee
and stuff.
Coffees and cokes and all. Oh, quick, yeah.
But how will we get them into you, lads? Don't worry, bring them anyway.
Yeah, somebody else will have a call for the door. Eventually.
I can't believe we missed that trick.
I know, the send supplies. I know. Oh,
it's a shocker. But anyway, right.
Let's it was people that weren't here at the very start.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Tara would happily weigh in as well.
She would,
basically,
yeah.
All we have to do is remove the fire extinguisher that's holding it open and jam again.
And locked in again.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Yeah, although the thing about it is we'd be jammed in with Tara on the outside. No point in bringing food while Tara's on the outside.
She'd be like...
We'd never see
packing us. Our bags with the supplies and jumping onto the lifeboat.
Right, let's do the birthdays for this 15th of February. It is a weird bunch today, right?
Yeah.
Just forewarned. But anyway, listen, we're going to start with a significant birthday, so there's a zero in this. For Jane Seymour.
Jane Seymour?
The actress Jane Seymour. One-time Bond girl.
Oh, right.
But
yeah.
I have a feeling that you will know her better as Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
I do know who she is. Of course I do. That was a great old spoof, that TV show, Dr. Quinn.
Yeah, I never really saw much of it. I saw glimpses of it.
Nobody saw more than a glimpse of it. It used to just be on his wallpaper telly. It was kind of on just as you got home from work and just before you were going to do anything.
I always lump that in now. Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, gets lumped in there in the general mix that includes everything from Little House on the Prairie to Touched by an Angel.
All of that. It's exactly that. Well, that's nail on the head right there. It's exactly that. It's those ones you never knew when they were on or how long they were on for, but you always came across them and gave them a look.
Yeah, you had a bit of a stumble across them.
Definitely. I thought it was a good old spoof. I used to enjoy it.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous, like. You know, she was.
I mean, she was like a frontier woman, wasn't she?
She was like a frontier
woman
healer.
In a man's world.
Yeah,
was one of them, was it?
Yeah, frontier healer type. Yeah. You know what I mean? And she used not only doctory stuff, but she used, you know, the wisdom of the Native American people and all that as well.
Oh,
you know?
Right, okay.
She had a doctory hat and there was a bit of feather and all hanging out of it, as if to say, ah, I can give you antibiotics, but maybe.
Maybe. The back of a toad would do you.
Maybe the back of a toad off an Apache wizard would be the better way to go with this. We'll see. We'll see how the episode
I'm
takes.
All for that.
So I got to say, that was a while ago now.
Yeah.
And you said significant birthday.
Significant birthday.
70.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. One in the bag. Right. This one, it's just one of those really famous names. And you will know his face because of, well, basically just he got credit for like great, great animation over the years. Matt Groening. Or Groening, or whatever you want.
I never know.
How do you pronounce
it? I say Groening, but I don't know if that's right.
I don't know. It's Groening.
Groening.
Matt Groening.
Be great if that's how we pronounce it. Sorry, it's Groening. What? Groening. How'd you say the end of it? Groening.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Yeah, so how will I introduce you on stage? It's Matt Groening. Well, I'm not going on saying that. Well, that's my name.
That's my name, though.
It's Matt Groening.
Really? Okay. Please, well, ladies and gentlemen, chance together for Mr. Matt Groening.
Best talk ever.
You come on, go. You did your best. Sorry, Mr. Groening. I always do these wrong.
The man behind The Simpsons and Futurama and everything.
All of those, yeah. He's got The Simpsons being the big one, really.
Yeah.
Everything else was kind of a version of in some way.
Although I quite liked Futurama. There was things.
You were saying that
there
before.
Was the odd element of Futurama that I, you know, like mainly Zoidberg, I have to say.
Yeah.
That he was my favourite. That was really it.
Is he the neurotic lobster thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good, crack. I like him.
He was the best thing, you know.
Yeah, he was very funny in fairness.
Right, so Matt
is 74.
67.
Oh, jeebus, I was all over
67.
The place.
Now, this is a weird one, right? Do you know Janice Dickinson?
Yeah, oh, I know the name very well.
Yeah.
I know the name very well, yeah.
She's the ex-supermodel, it says, right?
Right.
But she appeared in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here and stuff like that. I think she's the one that had a lot of work done.
Oh, I'd say most of them have had a lot of work done. They get leg
extensions. Not to be confused with, there was another famous Dickinson who was like policewoman or something like back in the 60s. So this is the model, Janice Dickinson. She was quite, I think she got a lot of attention when she was in I'm a Celebrity, didn't she? She was quite... She said a lot of kind of controversial stuff.
Oh, is this your one that does loose women and all? Or used to do it?
Old
enough? Is she like in her 60s-ish?
Yeah.
Now? Oh, I know exactly who
well
she
then,
is.
Right.
Oh, I do know who she
Dark-haired
is.
Dark-haired woman.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah, yeah, I do know. A big mouth.
That's it.
Big mouth,
I think that might be where some of the work was done.
Maybe you'd say so. Yeah, she's got a bit of a Jagger going on. She's like if Jagger decided he wanted to live life as a female. She's got that.
Yeah. There's a feeling that herself and Rambo's ma would get on like a house on fire.
Definitely. Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yes, I know what you're on about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I do know who she is. Yeah, she's gas. She's real. And she's proper like London, isn't she? She's like, oh, tired. She talks a bit like a duck is in a bad mood.
Well, if she is, then obviously the work went a bit wrong because she's actually American.
I haven't a clue who she is, man.
That would be amazing. Have you had any surgery? Yes, I had my accent removed, and I decided I wanted to sound a bit like Mick Jagger, so I had the lips put on, and my voice changed, so that I'd sound a bit more London.
Oh my God, I have literally no idea. You want to see the woman in my head who I think this is? I have to try and find out who it is.
Right, stick an age on Janice Dickinson.
Street Porter or something I'm thinking
of. That's who you're thinking of, Janet Street
is
Porter.
Is that who, or
yeah. Here's the one that
that's
talks
the one, yeah. You won't push me around, or tell you something. Oh, if I'm serious, I'll give you sandwiches.
Oh, my God. What a weird mistake to make.
Oh, yeah.
That's a weird, confused Janet Street Porter with Janice Dickinson.
The thing is, I still don't know how weird the mistake is, because I can't picture anyone except for Janet Street Porter.
Oh, man. That's incredible.
Right,
go on, stick it out.
68.
Not bad, 66.
For God's sake.
Right, we've been building up to one of your favourites. It's the birthday of Ali Campbell.
Oh!
Red, red one.
Ali Campbell.
Yeah, singer-songwriter with UB40.
Oh, my God. In fairness, it is hard to become famous writing such George, isn't it? Like, he literally wrote the worst music I've ever heard.
Well, which one is now? Is he... He's the one that's still touring with your man Astro, isn't he?
Oh, God, that's right. There's two UB40s, isn't there?
Yeah. They had a big falling out.
Like, I mean, honestly, that's like having two ex-wives, isn't it? It's like, if you find out marriage isn't for you, leave it alone. You know, music wasn't for him. And now there's two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So he's kind of the original, though. Like, he's the main man.
Yeah,
he was always the main man.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's the main man.
Yeah.
Like, he was the...
Like,
yeah.
If you want to direct your ire at somebody, it's him. He was responsible
for it.
He's
definitely the most famous ginger... white man terrible at reggae in the world. It definitely has that title. I would definitely give him that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Even Janet Street Porter would be like, I could sing that song better than him. Matt Grenard could sing that song better than him.
Right.
I don't know, he's 63.
Oh, not bad, man. You are so close, 62.
Oh, see.
And then, just to finish, by way of what's been an extraordinary installment of the birthdays today, Tommy Putsanu.
Oh, what in the name of God is that?
You would know him better as Lordi.
Oh, Lordi!
Yeah, from the Eurovision.
Oh, that's great.
The singer, the Finnish singer with Lordi.
Yeah.
Is celebrating his birthday
Hard
today.
Hard rock, hallelujah.
How do you see past the makeup?
Never seen him. I don't know what he looks like. I just think, look, the Predator monster with a guitar. That's all you have to work with.
That's pretty much
and
it.
And what age he might be nearly 20 years later. That's all I have. So to say I have no idea is putting him mildly.
This is a genuine shot in the dark.
He does look a bit like Janet Street Porter in a bad mood. I'd say maybe... Maybe he's like 62.
47.
Oh, jeez, I haven't a clue.
And now you're up to date on the Home of the Niall Boylan Show, weekdays from 12. This is Ireland's Classic Hits.
Cheers. Thanks, Emile Tower, as always. How are you this morning?
It's been a bit of a traumatic one.
Hasn't it?
It has.
Have your nerves settled?
Almost.
Did you have to go out and have a stiff fizzy? Sort yourself out.
If there'd been one available, it might have been imbibed, all right. Yeah.
And what was your reaction? Because when it happened to me, I knocked on PJ's door and I said, just check that I'm not having a senior moment here. That's... Am I pressing the wrong button or whatever? What's going on here? And we realised it was genuinely stuck.
Yeah.
So then we decided, well, the only way this is going to get resolved is if we get a chance to laugh at Tara.
Yeah, that was...
Thanks. Well, I similarly kind of tried it three times and went, okay, no, it's not me being an idiot. There's something bigger happening here. I also knocked on PJ's door and said, what the hell? And he was like, oh yeah, no, we're stuck, we're locked in, that's it, fait accompli, we're locked in. And I'm like, no, do something about it.
Yeah, because that was the thing. PJ and myself just went back to our respective studios and sat down. Tara at least started banging on the door going, hello, hello, this appears to be stuck.
Well, I mean, somebody had to do something.
Good job, you did. Good job, Robbie was there.
It was a very good job. Robbie was there.
I mean, what would it have been like that time when that movie where they all had to start eating each other and everything?
Yeah, it'd be like that, wouldn't it? We never got to.
Which one of us would have gotten eaten first?
Well,
what do you think? What do you think, PJ?
I don't fancy my chances. I'm quite tender, you know.
Cut out rump steak there, Jim.
I'll tell you something. Fine bit of fillet, me, you know.
Get the grill going, Tara. We'll have them.
REM Losing My Religion and Fame from Irene Cara just ahead of that. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 15th of February. Thank you for that. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on your Monday. 087-188-0008 as always on WhatsApp if you need to get to us. Thanks for all of the WhatsApp so far. A few bits and pieces about the birthdays, PJ. Like, for example, about Janice Dickinson.
Yeah.
Okay. You know the way you were saying that she kind of went a touch Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
With the work done, maybe.
Yes.
Well, there could be a reason for it. Alan and Ennis was on to say, I think that Janice Dickinson actually dated Mick Jagger.
Oh, you're... What?
In the 80s.
Oh, my... Right. But the thing is, you see, I still have in my head and no idea what she actually looks like because I kept confusing her with Janet Street Porter.
Well, it's funny you should say that because Fester was also on. And let me just see if I can find... that was about something else. That was about Tara. I'll get to that in a second. Somebody was on to say... Oh, here it is. This is it. Morning, Jim and PJ. PJ's Janice Street Porter sounds like Tom Hardy's Alfie Solomon from Peaky Blinders.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
I know. Oh,
he's brilliant at that. That's
he is
like
brilliant.
So
at
it
that.
Is. It's like a sort of a
hello.
It's like sort of a Bungle meets Michael Caine.
It is a little bit, yeah.
Sorry, oh, I can't get you that.
The very serious. You should be in here because I'll tell you something. I was very benign in the 1950s.
Yeah, I know.
So
yeah.
That's your Janet Street
that's
Porter.
That's my Janet Street Porter, yeah.
Wow.
They're
very different people now, I'd have to say. I'd imagine.
Who, Bungle and Janet Street Porter?
Well, yes, them too. But Janet Street Porter and Janice Dickinson.
I'm going to have to Google her because I literally have no idea who she is. And she's already given me a great laugh all morning.
Yeah.
You know,
you see, you'll probably get a very different range of photographs for Janice
because
Dickinson.
Because you say she's
I mean,
changed.
You're talking ex-supermodel.
You know, see her there now.
Right, in her pump.
Oh, my God, she's four different people.
Yeah, and there you go. And then she has changed quite dramatically over time.
What in the name of God did she do that to herself for? and she looks so cranky in all these pictures where she's got
the
new head.
Yeah, in fairness, I'd say that was the app.
Oh, look how cranky.
Would you like to look in the mirror? Yes. Oh, my God, what have you done to me?
She made her mouth real long and goes down. It's like I want her biggest frown in the world, she said. Give me the biggest frown you can. He goes, well, we'll have to extend your cheekbones to fit in a bigger one than that. And go for it. Knock yourself out.
Right.
Oh, my God, she's literally the crankiest looking woman.
On the WhatsApp today, as I say, Festa was on. He was just saying that I suppose Tara's going to need a day off now to recover from the trauma of being locked in.
Yeah,
that's a very good point.
It was very traumatic.
That is a very good point.
It was a very traumatic 20 seconds as she tried to figure out why the door wouldn't open. Yeah.
Actually, speaking of which, right, we found out, and we can't give too much away, but we did find out that apparently there's a colleague of ours, right, not from this radio station, but a colleague of ours who did actually get locked in the jacks.
For hours, apparently.
For hours.
Oh, my God. And, can you imagine it?
And was genuinely traumatised and did take time off as a result.
Can you imagine it? Oh, my God. I mean...
The reason I find that amazing is because literally, when it happened here, right, when we realised that the door thing was jammed out of the studio and we couldn't get out, right, PJ's first thought was, how am I going to go for my 37 pisses today?
That's what I was thinking. I'm a man in me mid-40s. I have to have a urination experience every four times an hour sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm never going to get them all. What am I going to do? Jim had his water bottle. I was looking at his water bottle thinking, well, that's a start anyway. Then we're going to be filling up bins and all. This is going to get really messy, I was thinking.
Yeah. So, yeah. That was, yeah. Because God forbid you'd manage like 4 hours.
Are you joking me?
I know, yeah.
4 hours. That's like saying, sure, it's only a month without food. That's the equivalent for me. 4 hours without me being able to...
having a wee.
Oh, my God.
It could have been horrific.
Never
happened. So at least, it's in a strange irony, had you been that other colleague, you'd have been happy enough. Well, thank God, at least I'm in the best place for me, the Jacks.
Yeah. I'd be, thank God for that. Because you know what I mean? You know, I'd be like, this is outrageous now.
Yeah.
And there was a tap and all, so I could rehydrate.
Yeah.
Because I have to rehydrate at a furious rate. Jim, you know.
It's just, you're just a flowing system, are you?
I'm basically Niagara Falls of a human. Like, it's just in one end and out the other.
You're
it's
like
a constant
you're,
flow.
Sure what you are. You're actually like a human water feature.
Yeah.
You know the way those water features, they're just circulatory.
Yeah,
the same water just goes in and out and in and out.
I like that little lad in Belgium, Mannequin Piss. You know him?
Yeah.
And he's just got his hand in his head like he's exhausted and he's all the time.
Will it ever end?
Yeah, and he's just going for a wee all the time and all the tourists are taking pictures of him and he's just lost he's lost any ability to be embarrassed anymore.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
Excellent. Oh. Anyway, listen, so we had, yeah, we had an exciting start to our morning. It was, oh, the drama.
Oh, ooh, I have
For
to
it
say.
Must have lasted, God, it must have lasted minutes, was it? It was minutes.
Yeah, it was just great crack watching Tara being confused at the door. And then turning around to me and saying, what did you do? I still can't believe the very first thing she said was, what did you do?
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't even know.
So the expectation was either you're pulling a prank or you've broken something. That's the go-to position for you.
Pretty much.
I
get in trouble all the time.
Today, for your delectation, here's what we have for you. Of course, it is Double Money Monday on the Hitbit. Huge cash, €2,100 is the jackpot on the hit bit today. It really is worth having a serious go at classichits.ie if you want to check out the previous guesses. Magic Mike is live from the West today. He'll be standing by. Get him on WhatsApp. Big is the clue. Over $2,000 to be won. 087-188-0008. We'll have another go at the old breakfast table quiz. That's on the way. And I assume, are we building up to Pancake Tuesday?
Oh, yeah. Is that tomorrow, is
That's
it?
That's tomorrow.
Oh, brilliant. Yes.
I think I'm going to go American style. I think the gourmet food parlour pancakes that they sent in.
Deadly.
Which were fantastic. In fact, maybe I won't bother making any at all. Maybe I'll just get a delivery.
I have a funny fear. I might be a... Might be on the old delivery of the bacon.
But I think I'm going to, because you know, pancakes, like the old style pancakes, grand, you know, I can sort of take them or leave them.
But you need 40 of them.
The American fluffy ones.
Just get them done. Oh. Everything's on them. And
I've gotten on a real kick for them. I try making them and everything.
Yeah.
Bacon and maple syrup and everything. Oh, oh.
Okay, Jim, I'll have them.
Movie classic from Kenny Loggins, Footloose here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on your Monday. The big one, of course, Double Money Monday. That's what we're heading for. Before 8 o'clock, over $2,000 up for grabs on the hit bit. Get involved nice and early. Give Magic Mike plenty of time to maybe get you on to have a go at winning that cash. 087-188-0008. Let him know if you want to play. And while you're doing that, if you're somebody who struggles getting the Zeds in, and if the reason is nothing to do with your, you know, your insomnia or your kind of like your own personal issues, if it's to do with the other person getting Zeds in your life.
Yeah. PJ. Could be in trouble.
PJ has an answer. Well, actually, you don't have an answer. You have more questions.
I have no answers at all. Unfortunately, all I have is the statistics. Sleep divorce is a new phenomenon. And sleep divorce is on the rise. They say it's a new phenomenon. I think it was around for a long time. I remember my folks doing it for a while anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, sleep divorce is on the rise. So a lot of people's annoying habits, and they say up to half of couples are now sleeping apart at least a few days a week because of the other part of the relationship being so annoying when it comes to going to bed. You know what I mean? So basically snoring is a huge one.
Yeah, all right, okay, right. So we're saying, so the other person's sleeping habits are just
affecting
so
yours.
Unbearable that you couldn't actually sleep in the same bed.
Exactly, so you decide, I'm moving in with the dog out in the garden with the kennel.
Because I was going to say that, it's not, well, I suppose it depends on what the issue is. Anyway, continue, because I was going to say, like, is it like separate beds in the same room or literally moving into a different room?
I guess it depends. So it doesn't really go into the very specifics of it like that. But snoring is obviously a different room situation.
Yeah.
Like, you know, moving across the room for someone, you still hear the buzzsaw and you still want to kill them in the morning. Yeah. You know, when you're looking
at someone. Whereas, like, if it's something like just somebody being, you know, one of those people who, in their sleep, they're all over the shop. You know, flailing. Or whatever. Then, I suppose, potentially you could share the room,
just
but not the
corner.
Bed.
Yeah, yeah, go into the corner, you. Whereas that's different. Someone can...
Go into the corner.
Yeah, go into the corner. Push your little bean bag I gave you into the corner and sleep there. You can flail away all you want.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I'll never forget going on holidays with a friend of mine. And, my God, I've never heard snoring like it. Right, and, like, it was, like, I think he was in pain. Like,
Yeah. Yeah. I know, there's nothing worse. If you get a bad draw on any sort of lads thing away, if you're in any sort of lads grouping when you go away, golf trips, stags, anything like that, you get a bad draw when it comes to sharing rooms.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's horrific.
And about six times in the night, I hit him. I was like, wake up, you. Yeah. Every time he goes, I wasn't asleep.
Yeah. I remember going away to Blackpool, I think it was, on a golf trip. And I slept outside the room.
Oh, jeepers.
It was this old sort of style hotel, and I took this mattress out of a cot thing, and I slept on the landing.
Took a mattress out of a cot? Like a child?
Because the snoring was just...
Unbearable, yeah. And that's just one of the things. So the other things are like hogging the duvet, that's a big one. Hogging the duvet when you're only allowed a little sliver, you know, when you're like she's wrapped up, like a completely perfect donut, and you've got like
a giant sausage roll,
like a giant sausage roll, and you're like left with a little corner that you can pull over your nether regions, and you have a sliver at the end of the bed to sort of wrangle yourself into, and God forbid your arm is underneath.
We see now that's a situation.
Can't move that either, then
there's one where you could do separate beds in the same room. Then you have your own duvet.
Yeah, you could, yeah.
You get away with that one.
It's very George and Mildred, though, isn't it? Good night, darling. And you both get into your separate beds and have a little locker in the middle and all.
Yeah.
I shall speak to you in the morning. It's very George. Is it? I think it's like...
It is.
It's almost too civilised.
Yeah.
This is why I'm always saying it. I don't know how any marriage is supposed to survive two people living in the same house. Never mind sharing the same bed. And then people using their phone is another one. So, you know, people... You're going, I'm trying to go to sleep and you...
Oh, right, yeah. If all the,
or the
yeah.
light, the constant I mean, yeah. light in the background, you're like, would you go asleep?
Yeah, there's ways that, yeah. Okay, no, I get that. I can imagine that would, yeah, I suppose. Especially if somebody doesn't think they're doing anything wrong. Like, if they're not even making an attempt, if they don't turn off the sound and try and shield
just
the light.
Get out, go downstairs. Get out. Go downstairs with your phone. I don't want the light on. Get out. Oh, you know this. Oh, it drives me
do you
mad.
Do? Would you do now? Like, you know the sort of that image of somebody with the mask on and the earplugs in and the hairnet on.
No, not really, because I just can't. I really struggle sharing a bed with anyone. Like, I don't want anyone in my bedroom. I don't care how much you like. I just like.
Yeah.
It's very different. I know what I like. You know what I mean?
Sleep is your thing.
And then it's the small things. Like, you know, you're in bed with one of these weirdos who hits a snooze 15 times. I mean, you just want to strangle yourself. You're like, you know.
Because it's setting you off every five minutes.
Well, I'm awake now for the last hour, and you've managed to have 15 small sleeps. And I'm awake for the entire hour waiting for this. And Archie was like, get up now in a minute. You'll get up now. Oh, yeah, just, oh, get up now in a minute. Just, oh, another 5 minutes. Oh, get up now in 5 minutes. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can imagine that being, yeah.
And then I end up sitting on the couch watching children's cartoons or something. And they're still up there. Oh, 5 minutes. Oh my God! It drives me insane.
Oh wow! So that's the trend, is it?
People, this is the trend. So sleep divorce. Yeah. So people.
So you get on grand during the day, and
no
just
problem.
When it comes to night time, it's like right. See you in the morning.
Yeah, and see you in the morning, and that's it. Yeah, that's kind of the size of it. Yeah, people are falling out over sleep, and especially this year, because what's happened this year is a lot of people are still working as normal. Then other people who maybe are working from home can start a bit later. Their patterns are so off kilter.
Yeah.
So some people have like a 6 hour differential in their day. And then, you know, and if you're like me, you'd be there going, if you are going to stay here in this house, why, well, we all have to go to bed at the same time because I don't want to be disturbed. And it's like, you go to bed at like 7:45. I'm like we have to put up black, like, refuse sacks to keep the light out. I'm like, well, it's my way or it's the highway. And high with grand, I will sleep in the shed.
Cher and the Shoop Shoop song here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Kirsty's been on in relation to the old sleep divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Check this out. Whatever about, you know, your other half or whatever. She was saying that I once had to share a hotel room with my mum. I literally had to climb into the bath.
Oh, joke.
Because she was snoring so horribly. It was the worst night's sleep ever. I refuse to ever share a room with her again.
Unreal, isn't it? My Alfie used to have like fights with people in the sleep, big arguments, right? But he didn't use words or anything. So I was like,
oh my God.
In there arguing about something like, God, like, arguing about.
I actually remember having to go to a family wedding when I was a kid. Having to go to a family wedding. And you know, like back in the day when you used to be, you'd stay with relatives.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
yeah.
You'd be going to England or whatever, you'd stay with relatives.
Yeah, of course.
And so they put us obviously in this room or whatever. But as a kid, I was put in with my mum and dad.
Yeah.
And my dad snored and was so. I got up and I left the room and went and I slept on the couch in this house.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
And they were disgusted at me.
Your parents were?
Yeah, because it embarrassed them.
Oh,
and everything.
Yeah, of course, yeah. If someone had seen you, what would they have thought? And they probably would have taught me to have a snoring. Oh, for God's sake. It's not that bad.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
When you're the snorer, it's always like, don't be ridiculous. You're overreacting.
Not that bad. Yeah, you're overreacting.
Yeah. I almost had to pull the curtains back out of your mouth. You were.
Yeah. It's the worst noise. It's the worst noise in the world.
In the world.
It is. It's like, you know, like a truck repeatedly rolling over gravel.
Yeah.
All night long. Oh, God.
Although I have to say, I'd say, at some stage, providing you weren't trying to, you know, actively get sleep yourself. It must have been very entertaining listening to your dad have an imaginary virtual. And if, would you say to him, like, what were you dreaming about?
I recorded him once.
Nothing at all.
I recorded him once on an old tape recorder way back in the day.
Yeah.
And he said it was the dog. I was there, the dog.
Like, the dog was going, hey, get out of that girl. Dr. Alban, of course, Sing Hallelujah here at Classic Hits. Hit Bit on the way on a Double Money Monday. Over $2,000. This is the last call to get involved. Magic Mike standing by. Impress him enough to get yourself on to play for winning €2,000, over €2,000 today on the Hit Bit. 087-188-0008. And we were talking earlier on about sleep divorce. PJ was giving us that story of sleep divorce where your sleeping partner's habits are so bad that you're driven, perhaps not even from the bed,
yeah,
but from the room, in order to kind of get some sleep.
To get your own sleep.
And there was there's a habit which I don't know necessarily whether it would be considered bad enough, would it, to drive somebody out of the bed?
Well, this is the thing. Whether or not you wear your socks to bed is up to you. It's entirely your decision. You shouldn't be judged from it. But as far as I'm concerned, it is an unbreakable rule that defines and shows the weirdos from the humans, as far as I'm concerned. If you wear your socks in bed, I think you're a very peculiar type of person. I'm sorry, I do.
I'm assuming it's a cold issue. Is that it? Is that the idea? Do people wear it for, like, because they claim to have cold feet or something? Or
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Put another layer.
I don't get it at all. I don't wear anything
in
bed.
It's just so weird. So. I know, but like, look, listen, nobody looks weirder than me in bed, right? I'm wearing nothing but a T-shirt. It's wrong. It's very strange. It shouldn't be done. So I am a weirdo as well.
But your practical reason is what? You keep your shoulders warm or something,
isn't
it?
Because the bottom of me is in the bed and the top of me is out.
Right.
That's why, you know, so in order for a cool, even spread of temperature, you need to have nothing at the bottom and a lot on the top. That's why, you know.
Right.
That's why it works.
You know, you
me.
Can get duvets that would come right up to your shoulder, like right up to your neck.
Your shoulder has to stick out and you always have an arm out and all. And then what about your shoulder? Do you get a cold shoulder? And what, you get a limp in your shoulder or something, would you?
So do you wear a long sleeve then?
No, you're making. Don't make me think about it because I enjoy it, and you'll take it away
right,
from me.
But we do agree on the wearing socks to bed being
no-no. And here's the thing: a doctor has been asked, right? Dr. Jess Andrade is her name, and she was asked, "What is it? Is it good for your body? Is it bad for your body? Is there an argument for or against, or is it just a preference?" Well, we have the definitive answer from a professional of the medical trade.
Right.
Here it is. She says, let's talk about people who wear their socks to bed. Wearing socks makes your feet warm, and this not only keeps your feet warm, but it opens up blood vessels that actually cools down the rest of your body.
Oh, no. Don't tell me these people are going to have a reason.
Yeah.
Oh.
The body being cool then tells the brain that it is time for bed. So actually, people that wear socks to bed tend to fall asleep faster and sleep better because they have socks on. So there's a huge argument for it. It actually seems to be a really good way to get a better night's sleep.
Because there are people who have specific bed socks, aren't there? Rather than just crawling into bed wearing their stinky efforts from that day.
These yolks, they're like,
which, you mean that? I like, that's
outrageous.
That's unforgivable.
Ah, that's
outrageous. That's unforgivable.
Clammy,
I mean, if,
things.
You know, whatever. If somebody has a set of bed socks,
yeah,
and you want to go around looking like Wee Willy Winky, then by all, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But for God's sake, I assume people don't just kick off their shoes
and jump in with your old gammy walking around all day socks and putting them into the bed.
Yeah.
Although you wouldn't know, because people who wear socks to bed are probably serial killers. So that you wouldn't know what they'd be like, you know. They're probably up to some weird stuff all day, so keeping their socks on all night probably doesn't even affect these people, you know. It's a weird... I'll never accept it. I don't care that the medical profession says it's the right thing to do. I don't care if it gives you a better night's sleep.
I am intrigued, though, the idea that it would help you fall asleep faster. And stay and get a better... Because, like, you know, I've had me struggles in the old snoozies department.
Same here.
So, like, I mean... No, I don't. I mean, if I ever go down that route, it's the beginning of the end, isn't it?
Mind you, the way I go to bed now, someone would just say, would you not just try it, please? Because even T-shirt and socks is better than T-shirt and nothing at all. Like, you know what I mean? You look ridiculous. And then maybe one day I will take off the T-shirt and put on the socks and wear nothing else. And maybe that'll be the new way for me.
It is extraordinary, the similarities between you and various cartoon characters. I mean, you did talk about having your yellow check underwear which yeah. was the sort of Rupert
SpongeBob.
The Rupert the Bear vibe.
Oh, Rupert the Bear, yeah.
And then you're sort of, there's a Paddington Bear vibe. Or not Paddington. Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, there's a Winnie the Pooh. Yeah,
because
I go
you
to
walk
bed
around
like
with
Winnie
a t-shirt and nothing else.
Yeah, I'm going to bed like Winnie the Pooh. And if I get new pyjamas and I feel posh, I feel like I'm Donald Duck. Do you know that way?
Donald Duck?
Yeah, it looks like
why
he's...
Why Donald Duck?
Looks, you know the way he looks like he's got a blue nightdress and bed hat and nothing on underneath it? That's a one, you know.
Oh, right.
It's like that.
I thought you meant Donald Duck as in you put the jacket or something of a pair of pyjamas on and walked around in that with nothing else on. morning to you.
Jim, and now we have a new game.
Ireland's classic hits. And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax. Whether you're into taco, curry, cheese, or garlic fries, we have something for everyone. Order online, available at supermax.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
The classic hit bit is worth €2,100 today. Loads of money in the classic hit bit. A proper whopper of a jackpot there.
Proper whopper.
A proper whopper of a jackpot we have this morning. Here's what it sounds like one last time. And it's going to be Emma McSweeney that's going to play. How are you, Emma?
Hi, good morning.
Morning to you, Emma. What's the story with you today?
Nothing. At home. I have a 5-month-old baby, so...
How old?
For another day. 5 months.
5 months, oh my God.
Jeepers, yes. So right. Your hands are full. You're busy. That's definitely true.
Definitely.
Where are you, Emma? Are you in Cork or where are you?
I'm in Cork, yeah.
Very good. In the city?
In Ballincollig.
Oh, in Ballincollig. Great stuff. Right, yeah. So we're on your side then this morning. We've got a couple of grand for you, if you can tell us what this is.
I think it's Will Smith getting jiggy with it.
Oh, getting jiggy with it.
I
haven't heard
it.
That in ages.
Yeah. Right, time for us to head to the West, where our very own Magic Mike is often getting jiggy with us,
often,
isn't he?
Yeah.
Often, yeah, that's what he is, to be fair to him. Right, Michael, good morning to you, sir.
Indeed, good morning. I'm always getting jiggy with it. You're dead right. Will she get the cash or will she not get the cash? She won't. I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Sorry about that, Emma.
Sorry about that. By the way, what's the little one's name?
Little boy, Kyle.
Kyle, very good. Okay, well listen, keep at it, Emma. Don't give up on it. Keep trying. Thanks a million for playing.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
See you, Emma. Take care.
Right.
Anne Hannan is waiting on the other line there. How are you, Anne?
Good morning, guys.
How are you, Anne?
I'm good, thanks.
Where are you this morning, Anne?
I'm in Clare.
Oh, very good, very good. What's it like out there this morning after the wild weekend?
Oh, raining heavy.
Is it still?
Yeah.
I think we're getting a lot of rain this week, are we? I think that's
are
the plan.
Are we again more?
I think so, yeah, yeah.
Ah,
fair enough.
Shut up. Oh, God.
Well, that's just lovely, PJ. Thank you for that. Talk about shooting the messenger.
I know. You got one. Yeah, an unfairful shot was fired at you there, Jim.
And Anne, what's your story today? Have you to venture out in it or are you wrapping up warm at home?
I'm on my way to work.
Oh, right, okay. Are we allowed to ask what you do or are you some sort of top secret agent?
Childcare. No, I work in childcare.
Childcare, right, okay.
Right, good stuff, good stuff. Let's try and give you a couple of quid this morning. 2,000 quid, or 2,100 nice. Quid. What do you think, Anne?
I think it's Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
Oh, one of PJ's most favourite songs ever.
I'm not sure I can forgive you for making whatever pun is going to come here, Anne.
Please let this be a winner. Oh. Right, Michael, what do you reckon?
Okay, Anne, as much as I do adore the song, it is wrong, unfortunately. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
but
no.
Look, I mean, lads, just like Anne, you know, gives a shout from wherever you are, be it Clare or near or far, wherever.
Oh, my God.
Anne, I think he was hoping you were going to join in with that there at some stage.
No, not a hope.
Yeah,
early in the morning.
We're all in that boat. Listen, have a great day. Take care of yourself.
Alright, take care.
Cheers,
yeah,
thanks
a million. Don't worry, it's again the lack
it's
of commitment.
It's yeah. Near, far, where
you are. Wait, how do I go on?
Thank you, Michael.
That
right.
song is brutal, though, isn't it? I mean, honest to God, it's, you know.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
It was a very big song for Celine Dion and from a very big movie. Both very successful.
I know, I'd say even Celine Dion is embarrassed she was a part of it though. I'd say she goes, why of all my hits did that
yeah.
one?
It does actually go on a bit now. Yeah.
It goes on for about an hour.
Big 80s number one comic chameleon from Culture Club here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Damo's been on WhatsApp, gave us a quick WhatsApp to 087-188-0008. Apparently there's a bad accident on the M8. It's only just after happening. It's after Junction 14 heading to Dublin. Damo anticipates that the road might end up having to be closed. Apparently it's a truck and a van.
Oh no.
He says that are involved. It's just after happening. So you can watch out for that. M8 just after Junction 14 heading to Dublin.
PJ's Life Hacks.
Yes, it is the return of an old favourite, PJ's Life Hacks. It's been a while since you've made the lives of the nation easier with your insightful knowledge of how to do everyday things.
Yeah, well,
better.
Life Hacks, what happened there was I basically ran out of ideas, is unfortunately where this road led us. But now, thankfully, more experts are getting involved, and this great cleaning expert called Heather Barrigan has now done a load of what she says are things we're doing wrong in our homes. Things that we all do slightly wrong in our homes when it comes to cleaning up our homes.
Right.
And that she reckons she has a better or a little simpler tip to give us so we don't spread germs as much as we imagine, or as much as we shouldn't do spreading of the germs.
Right. I think that's clear.
Yeah, I think
so.
That's
for
clear.
Example, what do you mean? So, what stuff we're doing wrong? Like what?
Okay, I'm going to start with the number one pet hate I have in my life: dishwashers. I despise dishwashers. I despise them. Nobody should have a dishwasher unless they have at least 12 children, and then you have an excuse for not just cleaning your plate as you go. I despise them. A dishwasher is a press that you keep your dirty dishes in. I'll never forget living with a fella once, and he used a dishwasher. And he only cooked for himself. And after a week, he opened it up and it smelled like dog vomit. And why did it smell
so
like
dog? So it only went on once a week or something, did it?
Yeah, whenever it got near full, you know.
Yeah.
And why did it smell like dog vomit, more importantly? Because you didn't clean it before it went in. You have to scrape all the residue.
Oh, so he put if there was leftovers.
Well, no, he would put lumps in me. Yeah, but he'd empty it into the... Empty it into the, you know, the bin or whatever.
Yeah.
And then stick it into the dishwasher. But it'd still be all the saucy residue and bits of rice and all bits of... They don't disappear in the dishwasher. Just let people know. They don't disappear, right?
Yeah.
They go into the nooks and crannies of your dishwasher. And you're making more work for yourself. And what happens is they hide in the dishwasher. And they rot. And they fester. And they become disgusting. And they try and form diseases behind your back. And then they jump into your cup. And then you have... After it's disgusting.
Now,
so
that, ladies and gentlemen of Ireland, that may have been slightly more dramatic and slightly further from the truth, but nonetheless, you get the point.
Most people, you could catch rabies off a cup out of a dishwasher.
Oh, God.
But if you
anyway.
Rinse properly, so basically, before you put anything in the dishwasher, rinse it properly.
Yeah.
Rinse all the sauce, all the porridge oats, all the curry sauce, whatever it is.
So run them under a decent tap, is that what you mean, before you stick it in?
Yeah, good and proper. Okay, yeah, good and proper. It'll make a big difference to your life, and you won't end up having to service your dishwasher and the man come out and say, we found 6 new diseases in there and they were trying to formulate a new breed of monkey. So there you go. Rinse your dishwasher plate. Rinse your plates before they go in.
That'd be amazing if your dishwasher lad goes, what were you eating?
Yeah.
Do you realise there's jungle animals in here?
You don't know. Mr. Attenborough has asked that we send him samples of the bacteria found in here. So using washing up liquid on your cutting board. Washing up liquid on your cutting board, it doesn't work as well as you think it does. And that's because soap can't penetrate cold cutting boards. Because, you know, you put so many grooves and tiny grooves and all those spaces into cutting boards that it doesn't actually work. Soap can't get into all the nooks and crannies. So what have we got now? We've got basically something as disgusting as a washing machine sitting on the kitchen counter and we're cutting our meats and all. So if you wash your boards between cutting different types of foods, they say there's still harmful bacteria on it. Even if you mix the soap with steaming hot water, it's still not enough.
Oh my God, so what are you supposed to do?
Well, they say to avoid cross-contamination and ensure it's clean, soak your cutting boards, they say, in bleach, a solution of bleach after each use. So you have to...
After every use?
Yeah, that's what they say.
So these are like cutting boards that would actually, as you say, take indentations, like they'd be plastic or wood or whatever they'd be.
Yeah.
As opposed to, say, the... I don't know, glass or whatever.
Yeah, glass. I'm like that as well. Glass is for cutting cheese, right? But I cut out on it. I get away. But your glass is for cheese. It's cheese. But, well, no, actually wood is for cheese. I don't know what glass is for, right? It's a display board, is it?
But at least it doesn't get those little, you know...
But it doesn't get those scratches.
Grazes in it.
Exactly, yeah. But so there you go. So they, if you're going to cook, if you're going to do meals and you have to cook veg and you have to cook meat, or you have to do all of that.
You have to bleach.
They say
your...
two different ones, and then well, the veg one's probably all right. I mean, you're not going to catch too much off a piece of broccoli, are you? But the meaty one, if you're going to do that, and it's to do a bleach solution and soak it in the bleach solution, they say.
Wow, that's a biggie.
See,
put your right
I'd be afraid then I wouldn't wash the bleach off, and then I'd be eating a pork steak and I'd be thinking, does this taste like this pig was mad into soap or something? Do you think they were fed this fella a bar of soap or something? Oh, see, I'd have a new worry then. That's my problem. I can't not worry about these things.
Yeah.
It's because there's stainless steel. Here's a good one, right? Here's a more practical one. Stainless steel is a hard task, right? You can never, you know the way you'd be scrubbing it and scrubbing it and scrubbing it, and you'd be scrubbing a little brown bit of stainless steel or something, and it seems to get even... You know the way the pot gets cleaner around the brown bit, and the brown bit looks like it's even bigger then. Drives me mad.
Right. It's the whole purpose of stainless steel not meant to be that it's stainless.
Yeah, but isn't stainless steel it's a like bit like the Titanic, like sinking a sink, it's, you know, it's the most famous sunk boat.
Yeah, the unsinkable Titanic became the most famous sunken boat there is.
Like every single one of me stainless steel pots and pans has a stain on it in some way.
Yeah.
But they say you have to wipe it in circular motions. The marks may become more obvious, it says, once the solution dries. That means they didn't go away. Hold on a minute. Yeah, it says whatever anyway. It goes, this is ridiculous. Hold on. I read this twice and it made sense to me before. Cleaning stainless steel. Anyway, no matter how hard you scrub it, you'll never get that sparkly finish.
Yeah.
So it does say you use circular motions. And then once it dries... Hold on. It says once it dries, you do it again. Wash and dry in the same motion. There you go. So the circular motion, wash and dry in the same motion, because of the way the steel is made, you know, if you're going an up and down motion or those direct motions, you're not actually going with how the steel is made, therefore you'll never get the stain out. So there you go. I finally got to the bottom of that. That's game. You have to give me the fry. I felt God, a proper case of anxiety there in the middle of that. See, these cleaning things get to me, you know.
Yeah.
And here's the last one. This one that we know that is a big problem. You know the way people clean everything in the sink, right?
Right.
Clean everything in the sink and they do all their business and then they just walk away from the sink. Clean the sink. You have to clean the sink as well. You're basically collecting all your germs in the sink and then you're putting other things into the sink and then maybe you're washing your hands and you're flicking your dirty dirt off your hands onto the sink. And you're not actually cleaning the sink. So you need to clean the sink really, like, pretty heavily as well. Imagine it's a stainless steel pan that
wasn't
put in the
washing
machine.
It sounds to me like this is turning into a never-ending circle of life, this. Everything that you clean has been cleaned in something. So then you have to clean the something that you cleaned it in.
Exactly.
And then you need to find a way to clean whatever you used to clean the something that you cleaned the other things in.
And
it just seems like one endless round of cleaning.
With bleach. Use bleach in the sink as well. So basically... Clean one thing.
Are you, is this PJ's life hack sponsored by Domestos or something? You're bleaching everything.
Yeah. So man, I remember years ago you used to bleach our jeans and all. Who knew we were so clean? I mean, I wore those jeans. So I wore a pair of bleached jeans, I'd say, from 1985 to around probably 1992. And I never had any idea they were so clean. Until this very moment, actually.
Love Fool from the Cardigans here at Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. A couple of WhatsApps in, PJ, after your life hack.
Yeah.
Little episode there. Couple of things. Somebody was saying, Malachy was on to say that every chef in the country is screaming at the thoughts of bleach being used on chopping boards.
Really?
Well, I don't know if Malachy is a chef or not, but that's his take on it.
I guess every chef in the country is a dirty fecker then. Well, I don't know. I just like, I'm presenting it to you as I found it is the way.
Antoinette's been on as well. Wanted to know, can you actually cook a pork steak? You mentioned pork steak for some reason in that little rant.
Yeah.
And after your, revelation about your struggles with steak.
Yeah. Okay, I'll be honest. I've never managed to pull one off. I've ruined a couple of them as well. Yeah, I have. Can't figure the steak thing out.
And also, Porrig's been on as well to say that literally... And it started to sound that way towards the end. He says, these are the opposite of life hacks. They're only making life harder.
Do you know what they were?
It's
actually
literally just saying, you know, everything you've been doing, you're going to have to do twice the amount because you've been doing it wrong.
Do you know, actually, that's a very good point. They weren't really life hacks so much as life criticisms of how we all just try to maintain our daily lives. That's actually a fair point.
Right, fair enough.
Sorry about that, Porrick, but get to work, you dirty fecker, as well.
Yeah. And also, somebody was saying in relation to the bleach that they, I'm dual purpose. Who's this now? This is Damien. No, this is... Who is this? Dan. Dan in Cork was on to say, imagine his lovely bleached teeth, though.
Bleached teeth?
Dual purpose. I assume that was like... my reference to the fact that everything you were saying seemed to have some sort of reference to bleach involved.
I don't know. I have to get careful with the bleach, though. Remember, I nearly choked Tara during the news last week. I came in here last Monday. Do you remember?
That's right.
With the
doing
spray
your cleaning.
To clean me desk. And I did it when she was on the news because our air conditioning in her room and my room here is connected. Mm. And I sprayed a load of bleach during the 7 o'clock news. I was 6 o'clock. I sprayed a load of bleach over the desk here and everything. I was rubbing it in. And then Tara was doing the news and she was like, and in weather, it's a... Rain is expected. I nearly like knocked her out. I suppose maybe
you're a bit of a bleach kick at the moment.
Maybe you should all pull back from the bleach and identify what just happened as a rant, the withering rantings of a lunatic.
Breakfast table quiz.
It's time for the breakfast table quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next goal gets the award. It's the breakfast table quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
Here we go, day one of the Breakfast Table Quiz. Nothing to beat on a Monday, setting the standard for the rest of the week. Who, PJ, is going to be doing that?
It's going to be Derek O'Connor, who's going to get us out of the traps of this Monday. How are you, Derek?
I'm all right now, lads. How's yourselves?
Super, Derek. Where are you in the world? You sound like you're on the move.
I know. I just pulled in here now. I'm down in Galway here now.
Are you en route somewhere? Is it work or is it...
No. Just I'm going down to get a few bits of jobs around the house.
Like, happy days.
Oh, grand.
Good for you.
I like, how many times have I heard and said that to myself? I'm going down to do a few bits, jobs around the house, and I don't think I'm going to get anything done. I'll make a fist of it anyway.
But why not?
Why
not?
Good intentions anyway.
That's the way.
Exactly,
Right, listen, the next 60 seconds, Derek, the good news, as we say always on a Monday, is there's nothing to beat. No matter what happens, you're going to have your place at the top of the leaderboard. So set the standard as high as you can. Are you ready to go?
I am indeed, Jeff.
Best of luck, sir. Here we go.
What fictional city is the home to Batman?
Gotham.
How many wonders of the world are there?
Seven.
What was the hunchback of Notre Dame's name?
Quasimodo.
What colour is the circle on the Japanese flag?
Red.
Who played the title role in Pretty Woman?
Julia Roberts.
What shapes are the cells of a honeycomb?
Octagonal.
It's hexagonal. Who was the first president of Ireland?
Douglas Hyde.
In the film The Poseidon Adventure, what turns upside down?
Ship.
Which 1960s pop group had Mike, Peter, Mikey and Davey?
Monkeys.
Which country is known as Cymru in its native language?
Oh, pass.
Wales. In Fraggle Rock, what was the name of Doc's dog?
Pass.
Sprocket. Sven-Goran Eriksson managed what UK England. National... Oh, it's England, of course. In bowling, what term is used when a player knocks down all 10 pins?
Strike.
Which three-letter word means the opposite of both new and young?
Old.
According to the proverb, all's fair in love and what?
War.
Which British rock band is associated with the 1982 film The Wall?
Pink Floyd.
Yes! Oh,
Derek,
a quizzer this boy is.
Derek, you have ruined the week on everybody with that score. I think you ran away with it. That's fantastic.
That's impressive.
A little slip up in the middle, but we'll see how it goes.
Well, what a start.
Yeah, but
that was
me that made the slip up, so you're all right.
Right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Oh, my God.
13 correct answers on a Monday. That's great. That's a
amazing.
Great standard to set for the week, Derek. Well done, sir.
Thanks a million.
Do you know something? I think you did so well. There's no need for you to be doing those little jobs and things you're planning.
Yeah, I think it's take a rest.
Yeah. You deserve a break after that, Derek. Well said.
I'll tell my wife he said that. So.
Exactly. Listen, Derek, well played, sir. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too, lad.
Cheers, man. Take care.
See you later.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
A little respect from Erasure here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on your Monday. On the way after nine, of course, still have CSI to come, a delve back into the past. And speaking of which, actually, it's a bit of a delve back into the past right now because, to be fair, this is going back a little bit further than we'd normally go with the CSI year, to be fair.
Yeah, it really is, because this is, well, you hear, this is a hit from a very different time indeed. An 18,000-year-old conch shell, so like a seashell thing. But you know one of the ones that are like, You know, like they're a full unit, as if, you know, it looks like an elf's ear. You know those shells?
Yeah.
You know them ones.
The ones you, the people blow into.
Yeah, that's exactly you always, where we're going
you
with
know,
this.
Whenever you, old movies or whatever, in like, you know, the land, the time forgot.
Yeah.
They'd always communicate with each other.
Exactly that. Exactly that. Well, they found an 18,000-year-old conch shell, and they reckon it's the oldest wind instrument of its kind anywhere in the world.
What do you mean wind instruments? It's a shell.
Well, is it? Because what they found is there's a part of it that was deliberately broken off, and it looks like it previously held a mouthpiece, right? And in this mouthpiece, they reckon you were supposed to blow into it, and they've recreated the music from all these years and years and years ago. This shell can play three notes, C, C sharp and D. So it has three notes that you can blow out of it.
Wow.
Yeah, blow out of it. I thought I was saying something rude. I'm all right. So this is the world. This is, I would say, the world's oldest musical instrument has been found.
That's
and
impressive.
And it exists.
It's 18,000 years?
18,000 years old.
18,000-year-old horn.
So what did they play all these years ago? How did they sit around and entertain themselves? What were the Beethovens of all these years like? What was the Ziggy Pop? No, that's not his name. What's that man's name? The Ziggy Pop. Remember him? He was huge, Jim. Ziggy Pop.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, who am I thinking of?
That's like a double tribute act. It's you've gotten a tribute to Ziggy Stardust and a tribute to Iggy Pop in the same...
Ziggy Stardust, I was trying to think of. We'll call him Ziggy Pop. This is maybe the man who made this shell all these years ago was a man called Ziggy Pop, and maybe his first ever hit sounded exactly like this.
Yeah.
He goes a little out of tune at the end.
Just, yeah. And lyrics are rubbish as well.
I tell you,
but
imagine,
in fairness, I've heard worse. I'll tell you what's impressive about that, will I, PJ? The fact that that's an 18,000-year-old horn and he managed to get a bit of reverb.
I know! What I think amazing is, it's basically, like, people might be laughing at it, but if you put lyrics to it, you could have Westlife or anything there.
Well, I tell you something, actually. It's funny you should say that. Do you know what it sounds a little bit like?
What?
I mean, and ironically that it sounds like this on this day of all days, when there's a birthday celebration happening. But it does sound a little bit like this, like if you were to put it together. Right? So, of course, it's Ali Campbell's birthday today. Now, if you were to combine those two things, an 18,000-year-old horn...
And Simply Red, Red UB40.
With Ali Campbell's birthday... Basic chord progression. What do you think?
Oh my
so
god.
So just all that slagging you've been giving UB40. And they were playing UB40 18,000 years ago on an old horn.
That is brilliant. I don't think I've ever been happier. UB40, literally music for cavemen. Neanderthal music. Music from beyond civilization. Music of the dinosaurs.
You're going to have the newfound respect though. I mean, this could supersede Beethoven and you know, all the great kind of classic composers.
You've made me feel so good. I can't believe you got a real life. And here's me thinking the Simply Red thing that was never going to... I didn't want to see that gig. Oh, I'm so relieved. I can't believe now I'm never going to miss it. Literally Neanderthal men playing reggae. Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, I think we've run out... I think he ran out of horn there.
That's okay. Oh...
That's
it made
fantastic.
Me feel so good.
Yeah. It is. It's a very close match. Beautiful thing.
It's great,
isn't it?
I see at the end there, even like your man, the caveman, has three notes and one horn, and UB40 can't even stay in tune with him. They lose it every time he plays it.